You are listening to Doom, the Retro Comic Book Show.
Welcome to Doom. I'm Timmy Doom. This episode, JD and I talk about his feud with SBK, Patton Oswalt, and the movie Chronicle. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Vicious. What's up?
My name is Tim.
You sound like Vicious Watkins.
Well, why do you got Vicious Smith on your mind all the time? Why can't you just do the show without concerning yourself with him?
Thinking about him? Well, he hurt my credibility with asking me about my financial structure for Odyssey and Eclipse. I'm going to respond back. I'm going to let his ass know. I'm structured just like Enron. My company is just like Enron.
That's not good. You know, Kenneth Lay died broke.
He killed himself? Yeah. Like Don Cornelius shot himself? Yeah.
Well, we don't know why Don killed himself.
That is true. I think, yeah, you're right. But I'm thinking, he looked back and he said, damn, I gave birth to Parker and radio. Remember that group, Ray Parker and Radio?
Wait a minute. That's not his fault. They came on, the many groups came on Soul Train, not just Ray Parker and Radio. Listen, and also Kenneth Lay did kill himself then.
Yeah, because he couldn't go to jail. He said, F this. He could, just like that dude, Bernie Madoff, he tried to kill himself and they stopped his ass.
Wait, did Bernie really try to kill himself, or did they just put him on suicide watch?
Well, suicide watch, yeah. And I guess the reason why they have to watch you is because you're going to commit suicide.
but people, you know, I mean, they could just do that as a precaution, not have any evidence that he was going to do it. Just put him
I guess that's true, because they did find a towel wrapped around his bedpost in a knot.
Okay,
part was hanging up with the wife.
Okay, yeah, he was. But didn't his son, like his son, waste himself? Some rich person's son.
Yeah, one of his sons. There was on 60 Minutes a couple of months ago, and the other son, he had two sons, I think. The other son was married, and he said, my brother couldn't take it. I'm like, damn, dude. He said he just couldn't take it.
Yeah, but see, that's not fair, because they was going after his sons and his wife. I mean, it was Bernie who did all this stuff. His sons were little kids when he started this. You know, his sons didn't know. But everybody was looking after his sons. Oh, I bet you they got money. I bet you they know where everything is at. I bet you.
Yo, I told you that story in the New York Times 2 years ago. She went to get her hair done at this big fancy hairstylist, and they told her, you're not welcome here no more. She was like, I had nothing to do with it. They said, we don't care. We don't want you in our shop. Leave.
Damn. Wait, the wife?
The wife hairstylist told the wife that.
Do you think that's unfair?
Yeah, because, I mean, like you said, she probably didn't know what that nigga was doing at his office. And I'm like, you know what? That's not right. That's not fair, dude.
Now, I agree that.
Can I be honest with you?
What? Go ahead.
Oh, I thought Don Cornelius been dead.
No, you didn't.
He's still alive.
I hate when people do that.
I thought he died when Luther died.
Why? Why? You know what I'm saying?
Because we haven't heard nothing from him.
Just because you don't hear something, then you would hear that they died. Wouldn't you think that, I heard that the person died?
And That's true.
You made me sick, nigga. Because you know when people say that, I thought that nigga was dead already. That's an insult, because that's saying... Okay, you really wasn't famous because nobody even talked about the fact that you died. But you know
that is true.
You know who is dead, who I didn't know was dead. I just realized he was dead, and I'm shocked.
Don't tell me. Well, I saw in Cool News, the dude who did the voice for the Dark Emperor. I forgot his name.
No, I don't even know who the Dark Emperor is.
Oh, okay. Damn.
You talking about
Gary Palpatine? Yeah, Palpatine.
No. As a matter of fact, you probably wouldn't even know this person because he was a rock star in the '80s. He was like a metal hair band star of the '80s.
Reeves Garrett? Because I saw him last night on True TV.
Reeves Garrett, it was a bubblegum pop star. He was not a rock star of the 80s. No.
That's true.
You wouldn't know this group. My mama, we all crazy now.
Yeah, you all don't know who this nut is. Or, who is that, nigga?
Or bang your head. Mental health will drive you mad.
Oh, what's okay. Rock You Like a Hurricane?
No, no, that's the Scorpions you talking about. And one more, they have one more hit, oh. One more hit. Come on, feel the noise. Girl, rock your
boy. Oh, girl, rock your boy. Yeah. Oh, Dee Snider.
No, that's Twisted Sister. Dang, I thought you would have known some of these. No, I was talking about Quiet Riot and lead singer Kevin.
Quiet Riot. Oh, Tim, hang on 1 minute. I got a car. 1 minute, okay?
Say yes. Go take care of your master, your white master. See, JD is he's serving the white man. He's working for the white man. And that's what he's doing. He's working for the white man. When a white man snaps,
so you're doing your little commentary. You're doing your little side commentary. Your fagging commentary.
They say, "Come here, nigga. Come here." Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, get up. And I said to myself, as long as they ain't black, I'm cool. As long as they ain't black. I got some news for your ass, man, nigga. Some big news.
What?
But no, go ahead. Take some of Quiet Riot, that great 1960s band. Go ahead.
Come on, feel the noise. Girl, your voice. He died in 2007. I didn't realize it to this year. But anyway, if he was found in his home in Las Vegas, dead of a drug overdose.
What did he...
I think a drug overdose.
I'm sorry. Typical.
Or just year, or just years of doing drugs and he died. But anyway, what was your big news? Oh, your DVD release?
F you, bitch. You remember, well, you know I used to do a book review on SBK Live, right? Every night at 10 o'clock on Mondays.
Yeah.
You remember that? I read a book every month, every week, excuse me, and I review the book. Well, there's this girl named Ms. Mari. Spanish. She used to live here. She goes to Miami at the University of Florida. She used to do a entertainment review on SBK Live 2 years ago. She used to come in the studio and do it. We never met face to face, okay? We never met face to face. So when I do my big email blast on my projects, of course a lot of people hate it because they jealous. Hatred, like you and Vicious Smith, they hate it. I don't care. I keep sending emails out anyway. Ms. Mari, her real name is Maria Centineo. It's kind of effed up Spanish name. She sent me an email. Me off your email list. I want nothing to do with you. And I said, excuse me? You tried to be an entertainment reporter 2 years ago on SBK Live, even though you couldn't speak a lick of damn English. No one could understand you, because every time you do your report, people call up saying, what the hell did she just said? So you should know how to do productions. And she wrote back, I'm not in entertainment. I said, I'm looking at your modeling pictures right now. Yes, you are. So if you're going to lie, at least come on, at least be concrete. So she was like, oh, your production look like a high school effort. I said, what? Your production look like a high school effort. This is what we do all through email. I said, high school? I said, honey, don't you know I crap more creative work than you will ever do in your whole life, girl? All right? And I said, let me give you a book. It's called The Rosetta Stone, How to Speak Good English. Since you live in my country right now. So I don't hear nothing back from her. So when I called to my book review back in November, what's happened back in November, Tim? Before Thanksgiving. SBK said, hey, hang on for a minute. Cabin Boy, the producer, want to talk to you after your book review. I said, okay, no problem. So I did my book review, 10 minutes, done. Cabin Boy got on the line. Oh, okay. Cabin Boy said, hey, James, I don't know what's going on between Ms. Marty, but she said, like, you've been harassing her. And she called the police on you to get you arrested for harassment, and that you talk bad about the show. I said, what? I said, he said, yeah. I said, that's untrue. I said, that's untrue, dude. And he said, okay, well, we don't want to get in the middle of it, so what we're going to do, we're going to put your book review on hold until further notice. I said, oh, listen, that's fine. If you were to take her word for it, she's nothing but a blogger. She goes on her website, puts pictures of what she's doing in Miami, blog about crap. If you were to take her word for it, versus me, who I buy real advertisements, I don't go on a damn blog site and talk about bull crap. No, I buy real advertisements, like on your show and in the newspaper, okay? I said, you would take her word for it? That's fine. That's fine. He said, oh, you know how I feel? I said, no, you do what you got to do. I do what I got to do, you know? So, not too long ago, I was listening to the station, early in January. So I said, you know, hey, fine. I don't listen. But you know what's a good thing for me, though, Tim? I get to read books at my leisure. I get to watch more movies at night at work instead of me listening to that damn show.
Well, hold up.
Okay.
Did you call her at all?
No. This is all through email. She told them.
Are you sure you didn't call? You didn't call that?
No, I don't have a number. No, I don't have her number.
How come you didn't tell Cabin Boy, how would I get her phone number?
That's what I said. And then he said, well, you know, we don't want any problems. I said, no problem, dude. You guys are a local radio station. It's not like you're national. So that's no problem. No problem at all. You're going to take this damn blogger's word for it over mine. Oh, don't you? Oh, best believe, though, soon as I hung up the phone, he sent me an email, official email. Hey, James, you just have to put your bid on hold. You know, we don't want any problems like that. I'm like, okay, cool, dude. You already told me that. Okay. I sent all of them an email, including Ms. Marty. Okay, I let them know. I said, look, you guys will take a blogger's information over mine. Okay, she hides behind her blogs, guys. Just because she has a fat Mexican Brazilian ass, okay, doesn't mean nothing. Simply put, all right, that's no problem at all because she ain't doing nothing for your show. Simply put, I had you guys, promoting you guys, anywhere I go, I told you, you know, on my website, all of that, you know, but yet, you're going to take her word for it that just because she can't accept emails, go ahead.
Well, hold on, so brother Kevin didn't have nothing to say to you?
No, he saw me, he said, hey, James, I'm going to call you, so he called me, he said, yo, man, you know, it says she tripping and all that. I said, well, she could trip or she won't. I said, but you know, good well, that's a lie. Why would I be talking to you guys' face, saying I like your show, I think you're the best thing in Orlando, and then go behind your back saying, you know, talking bad about you? I said, come on, man,
well,
that sounds whack, dude.
Well, she told them that you talk bad about them.
Yeah, it was down the show. I was giving the show a bad name.
Yeah, but you're breaking up.
Okay, how is this? Let me walk towards the building. How's this?
If not, I might have to call.
Yeah, so I said, no problem, man. Nope, this is back in November. I ain't sending anybody, you know. Because several people hit me up on email. Several people say, hit me on email. It was like, hey, man, you don't know me. One dude wrote, you don't know me, but I used to listen to your book review every Monday. I haven't heard you in the last 3 weeks. And I emailed them back. I said, well, first of all, I'm not doing a segment no more. And how did you get my email address? He said, well, because sometimes when you come on, Kevin won't give out your website. And people, I wrote it down. And I started emails there. I said, okay, no problem. I said, thank you. He said, no problem. Well, then 3 weeks ago, I called up for pizza here at work. Called up to Domino's Pizza. I was on the phone ordering a damn pepperoni, no cheese pizza. The dude at Domino's said, is this James D. Watkins? I said, oh, yeah, who are you? He said, yeah, your book review. What happened? I said, who the hell are you? Is this Domino's? He said, yeah, man. You don't know me, dude, but yeah, he said, I know your voice from the book review. I'm like, oh. He said, yeah. I'm like, well, I don't do that anymore. He said, oh, man, that was the best thing on that damn show. And I'm like, yeah, he said, I'll give you $10 off. I said, thank you, brother. Thank you, man. And so, yeah, I said, that thing shocked the hell out of me. I'm like, oh, who's this? Who is this? He said my name. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, you're not supposed to know my name, dude. But he said, oh, your book review. I said, oh, okay. Yeah, he said, your voice is very distinguished. He said, I'll give you $10 off, man. So, anyway.
How'd you go give somebody $10 off on a pizza? Who gave him permission? This better not be Domino's or Papa John's.
It was Domino's. It was, I think he got fired. But I called last week. He wasn't there. But anyway, some other dude answered the phone. Yeah, can I help you, Domino's? I said, yeah. Anyway, so I mean, my thing is this, dude. If you want, I know your show, you have to do things for the best for the show. But this is bullcrap, in my opinion. Okay? There's no money to be involved. There was no, really no exposure, but some exposure. But there's no money, main thing. But my thing is this, do things right. Just don't take some girl's word for it. And that thing, I'm like, wow, dude.
Okay, well, that's over with. Okay, but in the meantime, so did they say they ain't never gonna have you back on, or?
Oh no! What Captain Boy said was until further notice. That was back in damn November, dude. I ain't going back. I'm not going back.
Yeah,
but
yeah. You didn't get paid for that anyway.
Exactly. I'm not getting up. I'm not going back. God, screw that.
And they wasn't. They wasn't about to pay you, huh? There wasn't no any.
Oh hell no! Oh, I was not being put on the staff. Oh hell no! So if you read my email from last night, I will be promoting radio shows in Tampa, Wild 94.1. F, that's the KLI. Screw that. Wild 94.1. But anyway, my thing is this, though. I mean, hey, yeah.
That doesn't even make no sense. Well, who did she go to? Did she go to the management of the station? She don't even live in Orlando.
Orlando. No. She emailed them, Tim. Yeah. And I'm like, that's fine. But like I said, hey, she can't do what I could do. Simply put, she's just a blogger. A damn blogger who hides. Okay? And, oh, by the way, I even called her out, too. I sent another mass email right before Christmas. I said, gentlemen, I'd like to have Miss Marty come from Miami, and I will pay for her gas to come up here so we all could be on the radio so she can explain to you the lies she told. No, we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. I'm like, okay, did she lie on me?
I thought they was a cutting-edge station.
I thought so, too.
Or a cutting-edge
station. I thought
video
so, too.
Yeah, trying to be like Howard Stern. He want to be like Howard Stern really bad.
Yeah, come on. Drop your pants. Be Howard Stern.
But you do go too far. Quit harassing people over mail. That's kind of a harassment. I don't know if it legally is, but it probably is. Email harassment, you dogging these people. If they ask you to leave them alone, just leave them alone, James.
But it's just the way she said it. You put on high school productions. It's like, what? She saw my videos. She was like, yeah, you're very strange to look at, number one. Number two, you put on high school productions. I think I lost my mind that night when I read that. I'm very strange to look at. I know you like that. Very strange to look at.
Why didn't you say, Captain Boy, I'll send you the email correspondence between me and her?
I did.
You sent it to him or you told him you would?
I did. I sent it to him, yeah. I said, maybe you just forward you the email she sent me, okay? There's no police involved. Because she told him she called the police on me. I said, there's no police involved. It's just me and this dumbass blogger.
Yeah, and if they're trying to be so thorough, why didn't they just call the cops and see if there was a restraint order put on you?
Damn, I didn't even think of that. No, but hold on, though. What do you think of my idea when I propose to them and her? I'll pay for your gas money to come up here. We all be on the air, and you could tell them the lie you said. They don't want to do that. It's like, come on.
Well, forget it. It's over now. But how did she know that you was, you know, that you were still involved with them? How did she know since you lived in Miami?
Well, she went to my website. She was on the website. And when I won that contest, the DreamWorks film contest, yeah, because I had that listed right at the top. Yeah.
But did they take your prize back?
Oh, hell no. No, I won that bitch fair and square. I got to use it before October, too, by the way. But no, I won that fair and square. Dang. And if you notice, if you go to my website, before this all happened, I had put down, thank you to SPK Live for the contest I won. All I put right now is, thank you to DreamWorks and Virgin America Atlantic Records. I mean, to Virgin Airline, I won a film contest. Thank you. That's it.
Okay. Now, enough of that. Forget them niggas and talk about a real radio show. Zoom.
You're right. It is doomed from the start.
I said
doom.
Fuck you. T-H-O-O-M. There's a movie that I hadn't heard of until 2 days ago, and it's coming out Friday.
Chronicle. I told your ass about this weeks ago, bitch. You cocksucker, bitch. Niggas are crushing cars with hands. He is crushing cars with his hand, Tim. Did you see the scene where there was some dude was chasing him? And with the car, all he did was move his hand. The whole truck went off the road. His friend said, yo, did you do that? If I was him, I'd say, yeah, I'm going to do it again and again. Okay? No one messes with me. Oh, Harry Knowles, Andy Cool News said, oh, you geeks will get your head blown off. He said, you geeks will get your damn head blown off. I'm like, okay, bitch. Okay, bitch. Now, what do you think of the previews?
Yeah, it looks good. And the site I go to, spill.com, one nigga, he started talking about it on Monday. He was like, yeah, he's like, this show look good. I'm like, wait a minute, how is all these other movies getting built up like Red Tails and nothing niggas down months ahead of time, but this movie came out of the blue and now everybody's sucking his dick? Because not only did Spiel say it was good, but have you heard of the comedian Patton Oswalt?
Okay, Patton Oswalt was on Kings and Queens. He did a movie called Big Fan, which I saw last night. Maybe you want to throw up.
We're talking about that in a second. Michael Rappaport.
Yeah, we were talking about that in a second, nigga.
Yeah, stand that motherfucker. Anyway,
I know you. I thought about you. Yeah, because he was an Eraserhead when they was hugging him and fighting. But anyway,
stop. No, Michael Rappaport is not involved with a David Lynch movie called Eraserhead. You talking about Zebrahead. He was in the movie Zebrahead.
Zebrahead. Yeah, I'm sorry. Zebrahead. Same thing. Pat Oswalt is a comedian, a white fat comedian, who, when I look at his face, I laugh because he looks so damn funny. But anyway, what did Patton Oswalt say about it?
Oh, I should have looked up the Twitter to get his real. But that nigga sent three Twitters. It said part one of three, part two of three. I'm like, dang. Okay, at this point in the recording, there was more technical difficulties, but what I do here is introduce a story from Twitter where a female comedian complained about the behavior of Patton Oswalt at a comedy club, and Patton Oswalt retweeted her complaint and the drama that ensued.
A famous comedian who I like is an asshole, and she went and talked about a night out there in Hollywood. He went to this club and performed for free because he was just, you know, comedians, they go sometimes to do a gig just to sharpen up their new material. So he went to her club that she performs at all the time, not one of the bigger ones, but one of the smaller ones, and he was there for free, and she was all excited to see him. But then she said a lady, she was in the back, she saw him pointing to a lady and said, hey, ma'am, could you turn off your video camera? Because she was videotaping with her iPhone. And then she said, oh, no, this is good stuff. You're going to want a chunk of video, and I'll record for you. And he's like, no, ma'am, I don't need you to record my stuff. And then he said, you want me to stop? I'll stop and put it down. She started going off on her looks saying, yeah, you probably was fine 10 years ago, but your looks is going, lady. It's going quick. And he was saying stuff. You don't think a man like me talk about a woman who looked like you. Uh-huh. I can see that look on your face. And a lady, he was just dissing her. And a lady and her friends up and walked out. And girl who did the comedian. But the girl had put that over there. He's an asshole. He didn't have to cuss that lady out like that. She said she's going to push it, but he offered to start. He said, pasty face, bro, thinks he's better than everybody else. And he left because I see big time he could do that. She said, we all went on. And she said, and then she had a nerve to say, then when I went on and kind of calmed down the crowd with my comedy, I'm like, bitch, shut the fuck up.
The audience
was on his side. But then he was nice on his Twitter. He said, I'm going to answer this tomorrow. And then the next day he put up his answer. And he was like, that, he said, first of all, I was doing a bit. He said, that comedy club was gracious, nice. And I'm going to come back there every Thursday, do more free gigs, you know, because I'm working on a new material for a show that I'm gonna have on the air, and I just want to work it out here, and that's why I didn't want that woman to videotape me. He said I had experiences with this before, where a dude put up something on the YouTube before, you know, he put up pieces of my show before it was gonna air on TV, and then I said don't do that, and the dude took down YouTube, but then he said he went back and he started asking Patton Oswalt for some favors for some tickets, and he's like, no, I can't hook you up like that. And he said, dude, I took down the video from the YouTube page. I did that for you. I'm like, he said, listen, man, he said that lady that night, I asked her to put this thing down, and first of all, she wouldn't put it down at first. She said, oh, you're going to want a chunk of this. He said, he didn't say bitch, but he said, lady, I got all my material. I'm nervous about this. He said that bit he was doing was very personal, and it was very, talking about a very embarrassing moment in his life. So he's trying to work it out on stage for the first time. And he said, but she reluctantly put down her video camera. Then he saw her mouth give that. He said, then she gave this fucking look. That look. You know that look. That smart ass look. And then he saw her move to her friends. He's an asshole. And her friend's like, yeah, I know. He's being an asshole, being a dick. He could see their mouth moving, saying that. That's when he went off. He said, fuck. He said, man, I just went off. He said, I couldn't help myself. But I started going off on that girl. Well, a lot of people was going off on that girl who posted the complaint in the first place. Uh-huh. And then my friend said, I know that girl. And she's a nice girl. She said, Pat, while I was walking, he was being a dick. And I'm like, yeah, but the girl didn't have all the information. She saw it from the back. She didn't see what the lady did. She could just see what Patton Oswalt was doing. She couldn't see the woman. So, and that's, well, I don't know if you had any opinion about that, but here.
I'm looking at his Twitter right now.
He's talking to me Chronicle. Oh, people, I just saw Chronicle. Holy shit.
The first act was great. A better second act. Third act was awesome.
So,
and he says, well, you'll see Stardust. You'll see.
Yeah, I'm going to check it. He said, fuck that. I said, F this, I got to check this movie out because I was not going to go see any movies. They keep my money because my account was already, overdraft. All right, so what else? Did you see anything? Did you read anything of interest?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, big fan. And you saw a big fan by Patton Oswalt.
What'd you say?
You saw a big fan by... with Patton Oswalt, the big...
Yep. I saw Big Fan, and I also saw Beastly, which was beastly bad. Big Fan by Patton Oswalt. I like Patton Oswalt. I think he's funny. But this movie just didn't go right. He's a loser, basically. He looks so unwashed in this movie, too. Yeah, it's just about him living at home with his mom. He's a sports fan. He calls a radio station like a nerd. And he meets his hero, a black football player. And the football player beats him up at a strip club because the football player thinks Patton is following him. He beats him up pretty bad. And so the story goes, should Pat file a lawsuit? The police comes after Pat. His brother said, yeah, sue his ass. His brother's a racist. His brother said, yeah, you sue that Moolah Mookie. You sue him. Patton Oswalt was like, you know, he just had a bad day. I'm like, wait a minute, your eye is busted. You're in the hospital getting your lungs drained. What the heck is a bad day? And to me, the movie, it's an independent movie. It looked they really just really cheesy how they handled the situation. Patton Oswalt did his best, but the best part was his mother. You know, his mother. He lives with his mother. His mother's telling him, "Well, you need to get a girlfriend." And Patton Oswalt said, "You know, I don't got one." And she says, "Oh, I know your girlfriend's your hand." He said, "What?" She said, "Yeah, I see those tissues in your trash can all sticky." And she said, "They are disgusting." I was rolling. He said, "What the fuck? Why are you in my business?" She said, "That's nasty what you do." And sure enough, they show two scenes of him putting lotion on his hand. He go in his bed, put it on the covers, and he start moving his hands. I said, "Oh." But the movie is good. Michael Rapaport only has, what, 8 minutes at the last end of the movie? And I'm like, yeah, good. Put him at 8 minutes. It's moving a little bit too slow. And I think to me, I don't know how you feel about this, but his character was unrealistic. Because if you beat my ass, I don't care if I like you or not, I'm going to police, dude. I'm going to get you, I'm going to sue you. Now, I know you know a lot of sports people in Los Angeles, even these idiots here in Orlando. Is Dwight Magic? Is Dwight Howard going to stay with the Magic? You think I give a damn? But these people so die hard. I mean, they're so die hard. It's like, you know, come on, dude. He disrespected you. He shouldn't hit you, number one.
Did the sports star have reason to believe the reason to beat up Patton Oswalt?
Well, he was following him. Patton Oswalt's friend was following the football player. He went to an old abandoned house, and then he went to the strip club. And when Patton Oswalt met him, he said, "Yeah, we was following you from Brooklyn." And the football player said, "What?" He said, "Yeah, we was following you." And the football player started thinking, if they was following me, they saw me go to a rundown house. Which they didn't ever show was in that rundown house. And the dude was like, "Yo, man, I don't like that." And he started, you know, walking him up Patton Oswalt, and he hit that nigga, and he just started stomping on him. And I'm like, dang, put him in the hospital for 3 days. So, you know, I don't know, Tim. To me, and Patton Oswalt still was trying to defend him.
Do you recommend the movie or not?
Yeah, because it's an independent film, I could tell. Yeah, independent film. It's not a big studio release. it's going to bother you because you're going to be like, wait a minute, dude, wake the hell up. Wake the hell up, okay, man? I mean, come on, man.
Because when I understand in the movie, he never wakes up. I mean, not out of coma, but never. He's still a fanboy at the end of the movie. He's still a... why are you telling the end of the movie? You just spoiled. You told niggas. People might want to see it.
Well, okay. Well, this is revenge for the girl Pat Oswalt went off on. And he's still a big fan. I know she'll like it. She'll like it. So he is in jail, and he's still a big fan. And that's what bothered me. I'm like, ooh, come on, writers. I mean, I don't know if Patton Oswalt produced it. Let us say after the credits. I cut that bitch off quick. Pull it out the DVD player. So it just bothers me where he doesn't wake, like you said, he doesn't wake up. It is no growth to the character. And I just kind of wish they show more scenes with him and his mother arguing back and forth. Because he's on the phone, talking to the radio station about the sports. His mother says, did you go put the phone down? I go to bed. He starts cussing on the phone to his mother, and the radio DJ says, hey, man, we can't do that. And he hangs up on Patton Oswalt. And I'm like, you know what? You know, it's like, come on, man. So I recommend it for people, you know, who want to interested in that, you know, sports fanatic.
And what else? You saw Beastly with one of the Olsen twins. They're moving on past Olsen twins. They're moving to mainstream movies in their own career.
They need to go back to the Olsen twins. That movie was beastly horrible. Vanessa Hudgens from High School Musical and that guy from I Am Number 4. I forgot the nigga's name. The blonde hair kid. Oh, God. It was so cliche.
Somebody said that he annoys them. Somebody said he annoys them.
In the movie or in real life?
In all his movies, does he annoy you?
No, he doesn't. He can't act that good. I Am Number 4. I like that movie. I told you I saw it for Redbox. That thing surprised the hell out of me. And your boy's in it. Timothy Olyphant. He's in it. He's a good-ass actor. So the movie, despite that dude, the good-looking dude, the main dude, yeah, he does suck. But the movie's good overall. Beastly? No. He was the lead? Hell no. the Olsen twin, I don't know which one, Mary-Kate or Ashley, one of them, she's a witch, okay, in high school. And the first thing that popped in my head was, why is she a witch in high school? Where do her powers come from? It changed this nigga to a monster. I mean, it was just bad. And one thing somebody said on Amazon.com I agree with, the theme of the movie is, it's not what you look like, it's who you are. But one lady said, according to this movie, you must be rich. You have to be rich. Because he basically kidnapped Vanessa Hudgens, stalked her, and she ended up liking him. I said, yep, that is true. Because basically, we're really quick. He, when he's ugly now from the Olsen twins, witch, he helps Vanessa Hudgens out from a fight. And she goes, who are you? Who are you? He takes her back to his mansion along with her father. And her father doesn't question who he is. His father says, okay, you'll be okay? Can you protect my daughter? He says, yeah, go. I'll protect her. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. You don't know this dude. And you believe it? It's horrible. And so Vanessa Hudgens says, when she gets next to me, I got a taser. In the next scene, she sits next to him talking. I'm like, okay, there is no damn establishment of character. One second, you said I'm going to tase you. The next, you're talking to the dude. It was so bad. It was so bad.
I heard understand he's a rich, super popular guy at the beginning.
Yeah.
But then he picks on the people who are outcast, like the witch played by Mary-Kate Olsen, Ashley, whoever. She's not ugly. They make her ugly by putting her, you know, whatever weird clothes on her, and they make him ugly. His so-called ugliness is a tattoo and bald head. And, and Vanessa Hudgens is the unpopular girl because she's the nerdy, ugly girl. Vanessa Hudgens, one of the most beautiful women on the planet, but they put her hair back and put some glasses on or whatever, and she's supposed to be. Was there really any ugly people in the movie here?
No. Even Neil Patrick Harris is kind of cute. He's got his blind eyes. And you know what? You had a good point about the tattoos, because one girl on Amazon.com said, damn, they messed up with this, LOL. he's still damn hot. I'm like, I was cracking up. She said, even with tattoos and bald headed, he's still hot. I'm like, yeah, he don't. I'm like, this is whack. It's just, oh, I heard, too, that this movie was made before I Am Number 4. And when the producers saw it, they said, let's put out I Am Number 4. They wanted to get I Am Number 4 out because that was a better movie. And I said, yep, I can see why. I can see why.
Now, did you see any other movies?
Wait
a minute. Why did you see Beastly?
It was free at the library.
Nigga, I sent you No Country for Old Men, even though I haven't watched it yet.
No,
forget my movies. There's better movies at the library. I refuse to believe that was the best movie at the library that you could have picked up.
Which one?
Beastly. There's better movies than that at the library.
Oh, why, not that day, Tim. Not that. Well, I was going to say, well, I did pick up Hollywood, I'm Still Smiling by Harry Spears.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to see on the cover. I saw that the other day on the internet. For some reason, I looked it up. On the cover, he has a black face with white lips.
Yep.
And I seen a piece of it, and I knew this nigga wasn't going to do it. See, on the cover, you thinking that he's going to talk about Hollywood and what it is to be a black actor in Hollywood and how they stereotype. But from what it looks like, it's a regular comedy bit. You know, it's a regular stand-up comedy. He's not necessarily Hollywood.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And I have to admit, I saw the DVD and I saw it on Comedy Central. And I'm like, it's the same show. They just cut some things on Comedy Central. Don't be honest with you. He should be a much bigger comedian than he is, in my opinion. Because I saw
Lately. I've seen him lately, and he is a bigger comedian.
You talk about physically.
That nigga looked 300 pounds. He was on YouTube. He was just on the Kevin Nealon show, because Kevin Nealon has a little show he does every week at Laugh Factory, and they put it on YouTube. And Ari Spears, that nigga was breathing hard. Okay, he was standing in one place and breathing hard. Then he sat down and was talking to Kevin Nealon and was still breathing hard. His arms looked like they shrunk, and his rest of his body grew. He looked messed up.
Well, comparing him, as I saw Kevin Hart on Comedy Central, and I saw J.B. Smooth on Comedy Central. You know who he is, the black guy?
I've heard of him, yeah. But
okay, don't waste your time. They showed Steve Harvey, old comedy show, and they showed another dude who you know who he is. Well, I don't know his name. And I said to myself, out of all these cats, Kevin Hart and Ari Spears are the ones I will actually go pay to see. Kevin Hart surprised me at Comedy Central. He was funny. But J.B. Smooth sucked ass.
I think J.B. Smooth is the one. He was on Date Night. Yeah, he's in a whole bunch of movies playing. He'll play an ignorant nigga for 5 minutes in a big budget movie, and then
there you go. And Steve Harvey has always been horrible to me. Oh, I hate his delivery. He is horrible, dude. But I have to admit, Ari Spears knocked it out of the box with I'm Still Smiling. I mean, it's hilarious. Did you ever see that though?
No, I didn't see it. I didn't.
Oh.
But it was better than Beastly.
Oh, Tim, your podcast is better than Beastly.
You know what? Fuck you. Okay, my podcast is always.
but yeah, I have to admit that was very, very good.
And that's Doom. I'm your host, Timmy Doom. Be sure to check out the website, doomcast.blogspot.com. And friend us on Facebook. The Doomcast Facebook page is on the Doomcast website. So until next time, peace.